Have you ever thought about what the word revival means? You know, there's a lot of preachers and a lot of groups or congregations that looks forward to these revivals. Actually, they pray that God send us a revival. Send us a revival. As if we're lacking something. They're always searching for a new anointing, a fresh anointing, something more of God. Little do they know, if they had the knowledge of the truth that Christ is in them, the hope of glory, when they receive Christ, they wouldn't be asking for all these things. You know, they would begin to start searching for those things that has been already deposited within them. You know, there's nowhere in the Bible that I can find the word revive or revival. So why do so many people talk about a revival? Lord, bring us a revival. I hate to go over to the Webster's Dictionary when I cannot find it in the Greek or Hebrew. That's my only choice. So let me read for you the definition of revival in the Webster's Dictionary. Revive means to live again in the Latin. Return to life or the consciousness. To return to health or vigor. To come or bring back into use or attention or popularity. That's revive. Now let's look and see what revival means. A reviving or being revived, a bringing or coming back into use, a new presentation of an earlier play, restoration to vigor and activity, a meeting led by an evangelist to stir up religious feeling. I love the last definition there. The evangelist that we pray for, we ask them to stir us up. And you know, they are a time and a place for that. Don't get me wrong. But praise God, we have the hope of glory inside of us. You know, look at David. Go back into the Old Testament. He said, I encouraged myself in the Lord when there was no one to encourage me. So he had enough sense in himself, even in the Old Testament, to encourage himself in the Lord. But we have much more than King David had. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is the revival, folks. Let me read a scripture out of Romans chapter 6. It says, verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, that we no longer be enslaved to sin. Okay, we've been delivered from sin, right? For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now that if we die with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will die no more. Death no longer has dominion over. So according to this scripture here, matching it with Webster's, which I don't really like to use, but it's all I have since I couldn't find revive or revival in the Bible anywhere, is to bring back to life, basically. Bring back to life. We have been delivered from death, folks. We have already been brought back to life. So we don't need a revival. We are the revival. We are the revived. Those in Christ are revived. And if we quit beseeching God, quit begging God for some kind of new move to overtake and sweep the land, we stand up and proclaim who we are in Christ, that we are the righteousness of God in him, the power of grace, and the confidence of our identity when we know who we are. Man, that's what's going to create a sweep and a move across the land. You know, we don't need anything from God right now. God has deposited everything that we will ever need for life and godliness on the inside of us. So I'm challenging you today. Go out and declare revival if you feel like it, but do it in this way. Don't seek revival, proclaim revival, because you have the revival in you. You have the very life of God breathing and moving in you. Proclaim that good news to the folks, and you're going to see a move like you never have seen. And it's about time as we, as believers, stand up in confidence and proclaim the good news. The good news has already been given. We are ambassadors for Christ, and we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. So don't look for revival, folks. Now, if you're an unbeliever, if you're not in Christ, I encourage you, look for a revival. In other words, look to Jesus, receive him, accept him, and you will be revived. But for us believers, folks, We need to be acting like we have been revived. That's the good news. That's the gospel of our salvation. I encourage you to think on this and to ponder. I really want to bless you with words of encouragement. It's my desire. It's my heart. So I ask you to think and ponder about you being the revival.